WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would force Illinois companies to diversify their corporate boards with more women and minorities. One of the bill's sponsors is with us this morning, State Representative Chris Welch of the 7th District from Westchester, on with us this morning. Representative Welch, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Steve. Honored to be with you.
Let's talk a little bit about the status of the bill. I know we're in the waning days of the session. Where does the bill stand today?
Well, actually, Steve, the bill is up this morning at 11 a.m. In the Illinois Senate. It's in the Committee Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Senator Christopher Belt from Cahokia, Illinois, is the Senate sponsor, and we have been collaborating on the bill every step of the way, and there's a subject matter hearing on a negotiated amendment with the governor's office up this morning on the bill. We've been keeping this issue alive all session, and it's very much alive here toward the last couple of days.
The feature of the bill is that it would require big companies, Illinois companies, to have a certain number of women, a certain number of African Americans, certain number of Latino board members. Talk to us about what those numbers are and why it's important that the state has to mandate this.
Well, you know, corporate diversity has been proven in several research reports. Most recently, McKinsey report even demonstrated that corporate diversity really drives performance. When corporate boards are diverse, you find that those corporate boards actually increase their profits. And that's because, you know, there's voices around the table that normally aren't in the room that make people think about things they normally wouldn't think about. And they actually are rewarded for that diverse thinking in the room. And a perfect example years ago was when a car came out and it was named Nova. The company didn't have any Latinos in the room. And if they did have a Latino around that table, they would have said, hey, did you ever think that Nova in Spanish means Nova means it doesn't go? From a marketing standpoint, you don't want to tell a population of people that the car doesn't go. And so having those voices in the room adds value. And Chicago Cranes recently did a report that clearly demonstrated via the data that diversity has improved over the years, but it certainly can be a lot better, especially when you compare it to our population in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, and I think that McKinsey report that you're referring to said that culturally and ethnically diverse boards have 43% more likely to have higher profits. So that's a significant number.
That's absolutely right. And that's the report that I saw when putting this together and then doing the research and finding that African-Americans and Latinos in particular were absent in larger numbers from these boardrooms. And when you see that diversity drives performance, it couldn't hurt. And we've been driving some great debate, and I think we're going to have a great final product when we leave town this week.
Bill would require companies, publicly traded companies with Illinois headquarters, to have at least one woman, one African-American, and a Latino board member as well. I know the Tribune and some other places have done some analysis of the companies. And where women are concerned, a lot of these companies don't have a big problem there. Some of them still do. But when it comes to African-Americans and Latinos, there's a problem. These companies are going to have to do some recruiting before next year.
That's right. That's right. You know, African-Americans make up about 13% of the population, and the board representation is only about 8%. Latinos make up about 17% of the population, and their board representation is only 3.8%. And these are Illinois-based companies, and the data is Illinois-specific. They can do better. They can do a lot better. Having this topic in conversation all session long has already made a difference, Steve, and companies like the CME Group have added a female African-American and a Latino to their board in recent weeks, and We know that diversity drives performance, and it makes sense. So a lot of these companies are seeing the same data that we've been putting out, and they're taking action on their own. But, you know, sometimes government interference is good because it'll nudge them along. And I really do think that, you know, sitting down with Governor Pritzker and hearing his view on it as well has helped us take this initiative to another level.
Has the governor given you any indication of whether or not he would sign this bill if it passes?
Well, the governor has given us a different approach. Rather than specifically mandate one African-American, one Latino, one woman, the governor likes to force companies to think about diversity, and he wants to create an annual report card that requires the companies to report their diversity data, and they're going to be measured by specific criteria that we want to see, like women, African-Americans, Latinos, Asians, and other subgroups. And annually, the governor wants to publish a report card of those companies that meet our standards.
I was going to add that that would be a significant step forward in itself, because a lot of these companies, we really don't know who's on the boards in some cases. They don't have to necessarily report that, do they?
That's right. And so the bill as filed requires a woman, African-American and Latino. That's the bill that I filed. That's the bill that we've been fighting for and pushing. But we've recently sat down with our governor, myself, and Senator Belt, and a group of business people, and listened to the governor present his approach. And he really does think we're onto the right thing. He believes in the intent of the bill. But he has suggested another approach, and that's the approach that's going to be presented in committee this morning, as Senate Amendment Number 2 to House Bill 3394. And one of the things that we all agreed on, every business person in that room said, forcing these companies to annually report their data, number one, is a significant victory. But also this report card that the governor wants to annually publish to say, hey, these companies are meeting our criteria. They're putting minorities on the board and specifically listing out who, and we're gonna rate them. We're going to let them know this is what we expect, and this is who's meeting our expectations.
Yeah, because sometimes that public scrutiny is all that it takes generally when something like this happens. I know that California had a similar bill passed, and lots of folks are saying, well, if this passes in Illinois, there might be a legal challenge. What have you learned from the California law? And that one I don't think has been challenged yet, has it?
The California law hasn't been challenged. I still believe that if we take the original approach that I filed, that no company wants to be behind a lawsuit to say they're fighting diversity. But the approach the governor has suggested, several lawyers have taken a look at, and we believe the data collection and reporting mechanism and just putting this information out there, praise the companies that's doing some things, shame the companies that's not, there's nothing unconstitutional about that. And so certainly I think we're, you know, making this information public is going to get us the results that we want.
Representative Welch, we appreciate you being with us this morning. We're going to certainly watch and see how this bill plays out here in the final days of the General Assembly session.
Steve, thank you so much, and I appreciate being on the opening bell.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
State Representative Chris Welch with us this morning from the 7th District in Illinois, where, again, we'll be watching this bill, bill number HB 3394. It's in a Senate hearing today. Representative Welch, again, from the 7th District in Westchester.